The federal government is proposing at least $1 million reduction in funding for tsunami programs in Alaska. The agency in charge says the cuts are necessary and won't hurt the state's tsunami preparedness. But some scientists and officials disagree. They say the reduction in funding will weaken Alaska's tsunami programs and leave the state's coastal communities at risk. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce has more.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, is proposing a $4.6 million reduction in funding for tsunami programs nationwide in the fiscal year 2013. Most of those savings will come at the expense of a program that gives money to states and academic institutions for tsunami outreach, education, and research. Roger Hansen is Alaska's state seismologist and director of the Alaska Earthquake Information Center, which is one of the organizations that receives funding through the program. He says it's a mistake for NOAA to pull the plug now, just 6 years after Congress passed the Tsunami Warning and Education Act, a law co-authored by the late Alaska Senator Ted Stevens that appropriated the initial funding.
It's imperative that we have this kind of funding continue because you don't just put out a few signs and expect that solves your problem. It's an ongoing process of creating partnerships with the local communities, with the emergency managers, with the university that's doing the science arm of this kind of work.
But NOAA spokesperson Susan Buchanan says the program is no longer necessary.
That program has been a great success. It was sort of a ramping up. We needed to get the models in place. We needed to get the inundation maps in place. And we needed to do a lot of education and outreach. And since 2005, we've been very successful working with our partners at the state level to get coastal communities better prepared for tsunamis.
Hansen agrees that the program has been a success, but says that the modeling and inundation mapping are nowhere near done. In Alaska, more than 50 communities are still waiting to be mapped. And Hansen says the idea that a few years of training and education are enough is simply ludicrous.
To say that we've had a five-year program and everybody's safe now is very misleading. It's an ongoing process.
Hansen adds that cuts to outreach and education will have the greatest impact in states like Alaska and Oregon, where nearshore earthquakes pose the largest tsunami threat. He says for local events, there's no substitute for education and training because there simply isn't enough time between the earthquake and the tsunami for NOAA's warning centers to issue an alert.
After the shaking stops, you probably have at most 10 minutes before the water starts to flood the city. In Seward, since there were landslides that were caused as an effect of the earthquake, it was about a minute and a half before the dock completely disappeared from the waterfront. So a minute and a half. And there's no way that a warning center can give out a warning to a community that all heck is going to break loose in a minute and a half.
Hansen also says the budget cuts will impact those centers' ability to issue warnings. He says while the U.S. Geological Survey operates most of the seismic stations used to generate warnings, the ones in the Aleutian Islands are operated by the Alaska Earthquake Information Center. That's his organization, the one that will lose some of its funding under the proposed cuts.
The fact that these are the only high-quality instruments, or near almost the only high-quality instruments in the Aleutians and in the Bering Islands, like St. Paul, makes them valuable. They're invaluable to the tsunami warning centers. So those have to continue.
NOAA's Buchanan confirms that her agency's funding for that particular seismic network will disappear with the cuts. But she emphasized that tsunami warnings will continue to be generated and that federal education and outreach programs won't stop. The budget reduction is scheduled to take effect on October 1st, 2012. In Alaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.